Hello, and welcome to episode 24 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews, apparently, Dragon Ball Z movies now, because that's what we're doing.
Dragon Ball Z World's The World's Strongest. Blah, 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 not reading that. Also known by Toei's own English title, The Strongest Guy in the World, is a 1990 Japanese animated Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah, so this is the second Dragon Ball Z movie. We actually skipped it by accident because I forgot it was the second one, and we did Tree of Might last time. So now we're going back to cover World's Strongest.
That's fine. Apparently, it aired between episodes 39 and 40 of DBZ, and now I'm kind of interested in wondering
which 39 and 40
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so pause. All right, so apparently episode 39 was the filler episode of when Gohan, Krillin, and Bulma were in the spaceship going to Namek. Mm-hmm. And then there was, like, this...
the space pirates.
Yeah, the space pirates. We actually... Did we watch... No, I was watching it with the kids at a bridge.
Yeah, no. We watched the first season of Dragon Ball. First
yeah, two yeah. seasons of Dragon I was watching the Abridged DBZ on YouTube. And I just got past that a little while ago with the kids. But it doesn't really matter where it takes place, where it airs in... when the shows were being released, because it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Goku can go Kaioken, which means it's past Vegeta.
Yeah, if it's between 39 and 40, that's past Vegeta.
So. Well, sure, but, like, Kaioken means Vegeta happened, but he can't go Super Saiyan.
But
Piccolo's dead. Piccolo's alive. Who else? Well, no one else important was alive, but Piccolo's supposed to be dead right now.
Yeah,
Piccolo's there's no dead. Point in time when Goku knows Kaioken, but can't go Super Saiyan, and Piccolo's alive.
Oh, right, and
on Earth
at this point in the series, Goku's supposed to be in the hospital.
Yes. Which, there's just a lot wrong with it. There was more. I just can't remember exactly what it was, but there was like one or two other things that didn't make sense as far as placement. But it doesn't really matter. Again, the movies aren't canon. We know this.
I just always assumed that movies were its own universe, so...
Which makes sense.
Anyway, so, premise.
There's a scientist assistant, I believe?
Kind of, yeah.
But he is a scientist in his own right. I think biological research or something.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the Dragon Balls and yes. wishes to...
Raise the laboratory.
To get the ice off yeah. of the laboratory, because an old doctor, Hetero, maybe... I can't remember his name.
I don't remember it off the top of my head, actually.
Essentially Dr. Giroux.
The Dr. Giroux before Dr. Giroux.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because Dr. Giroux was in the Red Ribbon Army.
Well, just a different doctor type Giroux.
Did they introduce Dr. Giroux in the Red Ribbon
yeah.
Army?
It's a big plot point. We were talking off air for a moment about Superhero, the new DBZ mm-hmm. movie, and it's all about Red Ribbon Army.
Uh-huh.
Because Dr. Giroux's... either grandson or nephew, I can't remember which, is the new doctor making androids.
Well, no, I know.
But they go into the past of, like, Dr. Giroux's history and the Red Ribbon Army's history, because it's all about the Red Ribbon Army yeah. as well. He's originally in Dragon Ball.
He is in Dr. Dragon Ball. That was my question. Did they...
I don't know if... I actually don't know if he was... Dr. Giroux was in Dragon Ball, but he did make all of the...
Androids, yeah. Yes. Right.
So even the old ones in Dragon Ball.
But my question was he in Dragon Ball, or did they retcon him in later when they introduced the character?
I'm pretty sure he was, but I don't know.
I don't remember off the top of my head. It's been a while since I actually watched
pretty
that
sure
series.
He was, but I don't know. Let's watch more Dragon Ball.
We got a whole list of other letters to get through first. Oh, wait. Why are we covering this movie?
Because we had to do a movie.
Yeah, but why are we doing the movie this week?
Because we normally it would only be 1 week because we were going to do Elf and Lied.
Uh huh.
But I was camping.
Oh right, forgot why
we left on a Wednesday, and I'm like, oh shit, I got to text CJ.
I was like, wait, this Elf and Lied is only 13 episodes. Why are we doing that? I completely forgot why we're doing this movie.
Anyway, back to premise. He gets the Dragon Balls, wishes for the ice to clear up, so apparently they all. Come back alive,
yeah, because apparently,
even though they're frozen to death? It doesn't make any sense.
They weren't dead, because he's a giant brain in a tube. But
he'll still kill you. You're still frozen.
I mean...
Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They come back alive. Now, I don't remember if they created androids or if they already had them, but there's androids, and they want to take over the world. What they want to do first, though, is fight and beat the strongest martial artist. Right? The strongest person that could stop
them. They want
them.
The world's strongest person.
Is clearly Master Roshi, because they've been on ice for 50 years.
Yes. So they go after Master Roshi.
And I think they get Bulma?
They kidnap him and Bulma, yes.
Okay.
And then...
Is Bulma in her underwear? I can't remember.
No, but there is, like, a Princess Leia moment with her and chains.
Krillin's trying to get her out.
Yeah. So, but
Vegeta's not a thing yet.
No. No. Yeah. We both just watched this movie. Why can't we have?
Well, I mean, I know most of it, but I was really tired. Essentially, they kidnap him. They fight and beat Roshi, and then Roshi's kind of laughing, and he's like, "You think I'm the strongest? Like, what are you talking about? Goku's out there,
right?"
Or, but I think they capture Piccolo first.
Was it Piccolo? Wasn't it Roshi then Piccolo?
Yeah, it was Roshi then Piccolo, because then they get Piccolo under mind control,
right?
And Piccolo then fights some of the Z Warriors. So pretty much just Gohan, Krillin,
and Goku.
And Goku.
Gohan and Krillin are supposed to be in space right now.
And Gohan's got the power pole, which is odd.
But yeah.
He doesn't really use it often. I think he used it originally in Piccolo's training, and that was kind of it. Can't remember.
Was this did this one have a drug sequence, too, for Gohan?
No, I don't think it did, but it did have, like, a weird intro with Gohan and the dragon.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, a music intro thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
This movie went in and out of my brain. I'm having trouble
remembering. It was quick. Look, they beat Piccolo, and they mind capture them.
Well, they you know what it is? I'm confusing a lot of the story with the abridged version of it right now.
Yeah. So that's kind of tough, right?
I'm trying to separate it out, but I've seen the abridged version more, I think, so that version's kind of canon in my head.
I've seen this movie twice. I watched it once as a kid, and I watched it once right now, and I've definitely seen the abridged version 4 or 5 times.
So I'm like trying a piece of, like, wait, no, that's not what happened in this movie.
You know, I mean, that kind of tells you how great something is when someone makes a parody of it, and it's not that it's better, but it's so funny.
Right.
And, but it's mainly funny because of how much love you have for the original work.
Right.
Right? Because, like, if I didn't love Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z, I wouldn't give a fuck about the abridged version.
Right, exactly.
And I know this for a fact because of Hellsing. I've never watched Hellsing. I've seen an episode, but that was it. And I can't watch the abridged version. I tried. Can't watch it. It's not funny. But it would probably be funny if I watched Hellsing and enjoyed it.
Right.
Wait, did we review Hellsing?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's coming
up. That was going to be really funny if we reviewed it. I just completely forgot about it.
No. That's coming up on H.
Okay.
Even though, you know, because we're choosing our things this time around, so. And you picked High School of the Dead so that when we got to H, it went in the up your thing because you wanted to watch Hellsing.
We'll see.
So, there's probably nothing else in age, yeah, honestly, because
probably nothing on the level we need to watch this, and we know it's generally good.
From G to I, there's really nothing.
I'm sure we can find
like,
something.
I mean, like, there's
something sure, that's at least appealing.
Right, on but the what I mean is there's no real, like, there's no Dragon Ball from what I can think of off the top of my head. And then we also have that problem from, like, what is it? U to Z, where there's a lot of nothing. So, It's just the major letters get the major titles. Just how it is. Anyway.
I also think it's the flow of language. So, like, most animes will be in a different category or letter, I should say, just because of the way their language works. Like, My Hero Academia, My This, My That, that's a big thing.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, M's a big one. S, too, is
S is a big one.
Yeah. It's definitely a big one.
Oh, well, back to the anime.
Yeah, so, we're kind of stumbling on this review.
Piccolo then fights, and the androids, because the androids are alive, then fight Gohan and Krillin. Goku shows up for some reason a little late.
Well, Gohan and Krillin get their asses kicked by the androids, don't they?
Yeah.
And so Goku's got
to
come
Goku shows up and has to beat every single one of them.
Steal the wins, yeah. Because he's the only one that can win anything in anything. So, yeah, and then...
You know what's funny? Goku's never beaten Vegeta in a fight.
What?
Not once. Name one.
Okay, the first one was he got beat by Gohan, right? Because Gohan fell on top of him?
Well, they did the power struggle. Kaioken, Kamehameha, Gallic Gun.
Uh-huh.
Goku was spent after that. Didn't have anything left in him. He eventually did a spirit bomb, but even that didn't take him out. Vegeta's still standing. And Yajirobe cut his tail and turned him from the great ape to the back to human, and that's how he ended. Then they fought again. I don't think seriously. Like, you know, we're against each other evil until Majin Vegeta.
Yeah.
And Goku loses.
And Vegeta kicks his ass.
Now, arguably, he could have won Super Saiyan 3 and 1, but he didn't. And Goku even says himself later on that Super Saiyan 3 burns out super quickly.
So they only really fought twice throughout the entire series.
Yeah. They've trained plenty of times, but that's training. That's not fighting. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
But yeah, Goku's never won.
Yeah, I mean... To be fair, Nappa seems to be interested in fighting Vegeta, though.
Yeah, he's more interested in training and getting stronger. He only ever wants to seriously fight if it's like a martial arts tournament type thing, or if world ending, I have to save people.
Yeah, so like when Vegeta, he's right up to the very end, he didn't really want to fight Vegeta. And I'm not a Goku defender at all. I think Goku kind of sucks, honestly.
Yeah.
But Majin Vegeta didn't really want to fight him either, because at that point they're essentially friends, even though Vegeta wouldn't admit it. But so he never really.
I never quite understood what the Majin heart for Majin Vegeta gave him.
It just made him stronger.
How much?
I don't know.
It's not perceivable because he didn't get a new form or anything. He just got an M on his head.
Yeah, because it's magic.
Yeah. I feel like I could have done a little bit better. Like, it could have forced him into Super Saiyan 3. That could have been a cool
thing. I think it put him over the level of Super Saiyan 2 to make it stronger than the previous...
Yeah, he beat Goku.
It was just to make it... It's stronger than that, but weaker than 3.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So, that's what I got out of it. It just made him a little stronger. Just not as strong as Boo, apparently.
All right, back to
the anime again. We're so struggling with this review.
It's not bad, but it's quick and there's not a lot to it. Goku beats the androids, uses Kaioken to beat, I think, every single one of them.
Yeah, there was like a...
And then he's pretty tired by the end, but then he goes like Kaioken. He actually says Kaioken when he's doing a beam struggle, and I can't remember what he says. He goes, he's already in Kaioken, and then I think he... Like, essentially, normally he would be like Kaioken times 10 or 4 or something like that, but he says something I couldn't make it out. I even rewound it and turned the volume up, and I could not make out what he was saying.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
He beats the 3 androids, and then he beats Goku, or no, Piccolo, I'm sorry.
And Goku's mind control comes off, or Piccolo's mind control comes off.
Right, and then fights the giant brain in a robot mech suit.
Which is somehow stronger than the other androids.
I mean, it's a giant brain in a mech suit. You've seen Lupin, that one went to space.
Yeah, but it's just like metal and stuff. At least the other ones are like semi-biological, which it makes a little more sense for their energy. But like the metal ones, it's just metal. Rip it apart.
It's adamantium. I don't know, this movie...
They use the spirit bomb, because Goku's super tired.
This movie is just a filler.
It's a bit bland.
It's filler.
The Kaioken scenes are pretty cool, and it's... Goku's drawn really well when he goes Kaioken in these scenes, like his hair waves in a really cool way, but past really that, not a whole lot going on. I'd say it's slightly below average for Dragon Ball movies, probably a 4.
Yeah, it's not the greatest one, honestly. It's not super, it might be one of the shorter ones.
59 minutes, that's like intro and outro, so it's probably like 55, 54 minutes.
Because there's not to it, everything has happened pretty quickly, and like normally we get like a scene where the minions are on top for a little while.
Yeah, like they have to retreat or they get beaten down and then, you know, somehow they get stronger.
And these androids do beat down Krillin and Gohan, but they're Krillin.
Goku shows up and just destroys them.
But they're Krillin and Gohan.
I mean, they beat down Goku for a tiny bit of time. Like, but all they did was freeze him in ice, and apparently he had to go Kaioken to get out.
I mean,
whatever. Yeah, it's slightly below average. I'd say 4.
Yeah, it's a 4.
But, like I said, the Kaioken thing was cool. I love Kaioken. It's my favorite technique in all of Dragon Ball.
Is it?
I like that you get stronger, but there's a negative to it. Whereas something like Super Saiyan, you're just stronger.
Yeah, that's fair. Because it's more sustaining energy than burning energy.
I also wish, like, all the other characters would learn it. Like, Krillin would... Like, all the other characters that aren't Saiyans should definitely learn it. They would make them so much stronger.
Why don't they learn it?
I don't know. I guess a theory would be is that King Kai says Goku's the only one that's ever mastered it, assuming because he's a Saiyan, but then why doesn't Vegeta learn it? Why doesn't Gohan? Like, there are reasons for these people to go learn it. It makes you stronger. There's a reason why Goku uses it.
Yeah, but after this...
He uses it in God mode later on.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say.
Only, like, a handful of times, because it's still Kaioken, and there's still a huge negative.
Right. I was like, it gets pretty much pushed to the side. It's like,
they use it once in a filler episode when Goku's dead during the tournament. You remember the dead tournament against PyCon?
And
he goes Super Kaioken once, and it was so f***ing cool. I know it's filler, but that was like my favorite moment of the show besides Gohan, you know, destroying Cell.
Yeah. What do you think this one compared to the other two we watched?
What did we watch?
Garlic Jr., which is Dead Zone, and Trio Might.
Trio Might and Garlic Jr. are better.
Yeah. This is so far the worst one. Mm. Although, we'll get to some pretty bad ones coming up.
I don't remember which ones are good or bad, to be honest.
The Broly ones are pretty bad.
I'm not a huge fan of Broly, so it's a subjective opinion. I'm not going to like it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to like it. I don't like Broly. I think he's a dumbass character.
And then there's the one with the stupid...
And then the female Brawlys are even f***ing more stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then they brought Broly back. Like, Broly's back in Super.
Oh.
While there's also the female... It's so dumb.
And then there's that stupid android one with the trucker hat.
I liked that one. That was another tournament. Hey, give me a tournament. I'm happy.
It wasn't a tournament.
Yeah, that was a tournament. You'll see.
I don't remember a tournament.
Future Trunks was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember a tournament in that episode, but...
Maybe it was a different movie, but I'm pretty sure it's like Android 13 or something, or 17 or something like
that. It was Android 13, 14, and 15. It had the Jamaican little android,
and... Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's a tournament.
I don't remember a tournament in that episode, but whatever.
Movie.
It's
a TV special.
It's going to be an episode for our podcast, so...
All right, guys. Next episode, Elfin Lied.
Yes.
See you.
Bye.